This is an iHeart podcast.
Whatever team Fia is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is! Jesse Kelly Show! Let's have some fun! On a Monday, it is going to be a gigantic Monday. Maybe the biggest one we've ever done before. There is so much to get to, so many things to get. And like a feminist, when she hears there are donuts in the conference room, I am going to get to as many as I possibly can until I run out of time and energy. So let me just preview it for you now. We are going to discuss the American populace, the civilian population, and that tipping point that we've kind of been touching on, world of make-believe stuff. This is going to be about the Kamala Harris campaign, so we'll get to that in just a moment. A little bit more about the wall stuff, communists grabbing another choke point, Republicans making a huge mistake once again when they make their rounds with the media, allowing them to frame the debate. All that, emails, we have a lady coming on, Kelsey Bowler, in about 30, 45 minutes from now. She's going to discuss tranny activism, possibly Michael Knowles as well. We're still working on nailing that down. All that and more is coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I want to begin here. This is going to come back to, good point, Chris, Medal of Honor Monday an hour from now. Like I said, there's a lot. So I want to begin here. Because this is going to come back to Biden, Dome. Shoot, there's going to be Fauci in here. There's going to be so much that goes into this. You're just going to have to hang on. It's going to take you and me a while to unpack this. The world of make-believe, people thinking like kids. But as a lead into that, you know I have two sons, James and Luke. And you also know that I'm a bad person and a bad father. And I do love my little buddies, though, and I love messing with them. I do now. I always have. I always will. It's fun to mess with them. And when they were really, really little, I want to say 2 or 3 years old. We'll call it 3 years old. You know how they love superheroes? Little boys love superheroes. I used to tell my sons I was the Incredible Hulk. They'd read a comic book or we'd watch a movie and, oh my gosh, it's so cool, the Incredible Hulk. And I would tell them, boys, I want you to know, I'm the Incredible Hulk. And you should have seen the look on their faces back then. No way. No way. That's so cool, Dad. I always kind of knew. That's awesome. They took it hook, line, and sinker. 3 years old, hook, line, and sinker. All I had to do was say it and they believed it. But my boys are not stupid. Fast forward another year or two, they began to ask questions. You know, things didn't necessarily add up for them when I would say things like that. They began to ask questions. Boys, I'm the Incredible Hulk. Oh, Dad, that's awesome. But why have we never seen you turn green? We've been here for a long time. Dad, you never turn green. And of course, I'd make up some lies, some ham-fisted lie. Well, I keep that in control around you guys. I wouldn't want anyone to get hurt, but you see, they were growing wise, thinking. And then it wasn't too much later. Shoot, they were young, 6, 7 years old. Boys, I'm the Incredible Hulk. Dad, no, you're not. What do you mean I'm not? Dad, we've never seen you turn green. Well, that's because I don't get mad. Dad, we've seen you mad a bunch of times. You just got mad and yelled at us this morning. If you were the you see, over time, as they grew in wisdom, as their minds started working better, they figured out that I wasn't the Incredible Hulk. And what that meant for me as a bad father, what it meant for me was I can no longer invent something from nothing. Now, if I'm going to try to mislead them in some way, I try not to mislead them in all seriousness. We joke a lot, but if I'm going to mislead them in some way, now it has to be based on a lot of truth or they're going to figure it out. So I can't come in from out back and say, boys, there's the biggest black widow you've ever seen in your life right there on the grill. If there's no spider there, I can't say that because they're going to run out. They're going to open the grill. They're going to look and say, Dad, you're a friggin' liar. Now, there at least has to be some kind of spider there. Now, I want you to think about the American population, the American civilians. I want you to think about them aging in reverse. The reverse of that story I just told. You see, over a long enough period of time, the American communists, through our education system, through Hollywood, through the American media, they've been trying to essentially reverse the aging process of the American citizen, of enough American citizens. And what is the purpose? Well, they have many, many purposes, but for our purposes tonight, what is the reason they're trying to get America to age in reverse? Because they're trying to get to a point where truth doesn't matter at all at any percentage level. You see, it used to be this country was educated enough, this country was inquisitive enough, distrustful of government enough, distrustful of doctors enough, distrustful of media enough, distrustful of Hollywood enough. It used to be that if you were, let's say, the Democrats, you were the government, you were a Democrat president, and you wanted to tell a lie to the American people, it used to be that lie would have to be based on a lot of truth. A lot of truth. Hey, those dirty North Vietnamese, they just attacked one of our ships in the Gulf of Tonkin. Can you believe that? Well, I mean, by the letter of the law, they kind of did. Of course, you dig into that story with any amount of depth, you'll find that we very clearly intentionally provoked the entire thing. And of course, we lied about the severity of it because Lyndon Johnson wanted to get us more deeply involved in the Vietnam War. But that huge lie told by the American government, it was based on, what do we want to call it, 80% truth? 90% truth? They just kind of shaded the truth a little bit. It's mostly true. We just kind of maybe fibbed about a couple things, fibbed about the timeline. And after decade after decade after decade after decade of people like this educating our kids, this is the head of the Chicago Teachers Union.
When people talk about achievement as a classroom teacher, I know that it is not linear. And the way in which, you know, we think about learning and think about achievement is really and truly based on testing, which at best is junk science rooted in white supremacy.
Testing is junk science based on white supremacy. Obviously, that's an extreme example, but decade after decade after decade after decade of the American populace being trained like that in school, dumbed down in school, demoralized by the education system, by the media, by Hollywood. What we're seeing now with the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz campaign, we're seeing a gigantic stress test because the communist has understood he needs less truth now than ever before. Are we at the tipping point? I don't know. I don't know if we're at the point where a large enough percentage of Americans will believe something that has been created out of thin air. Are we at that point yet where we can't reverse it? I don't know the answer to that question. What I do know is the election results this November will go a lot to revealing whether or not we are. If they used to need 90% truth over time, that went down to 80%, 50%, 40%, I don't know, 25, 30%. Now, how many people in your life, do you know any Democrats? How many liberal Aunt Peggies in your life have had COVID 19 times? They've been boosted 1,000 times and they still can't put two and two together because Dr. Fauci told them so.
I got infected about 2 weeks ago. It was my third infection and I had been vaccinated and boosted a total of 6 times.
Gee. If I got a disease I was vaccinated against multiple times, and I'd been vaccinated against that disease multiple times, I don't know. I'd probably start asking myself some hard questions about what exactly is in the vaccine. But the American people were too dumbed down and demoralized to see that then. We're going to talk about this in more depth. I have a bunch of sound I want to play for you to kind of bring all this home in just a moment. Before we get to that, let me bring something home for you. I'm not going to own a cat, ever. Little controversy in the Kelly household. The family was in a pet store today. We got a picture of a cat. I got a picture of a cat from the wife saying, "Can we get it?" And I said, "No." You know why? Because I already have to deal with Fred every day. I was upstairs working out today. I hear some crumbling in my son's room. Guess who slipped into his room and found an old chip wrapper and was going ham on it? Fred. Fred's enough trouble, but we do love him. That's why we give him Rough Greens every single day. Actually, we give him Rough Greens every single meal. We pour Rough Greens, all natural nutritional supplement created by naturopathic Dr. Dennis Black. We pour it on his food every meal. Because it's the only way he ever gets real nutrition. Your dog doesn't get it from dog food. You want to see a difference in your dog? You want your dog to live longer? Go to roughgreens.com/Jesse for a free jumpstart trial bag. Or call them 833-33-MY-DOG. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Medal of Honor Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Of course, we'll get to that Medal of Honor in about 45 minutes from now. We have a lady who put together a tranny documentary about 15 minutes from now. Back to what we were talking about, though. Are we so dumbed down and demoralized that now the communists can create truth from nothing? They used to have to create truth from a lot of something, and then a little less something, and then a little less something. Now, can they create truth from nothing? Look, headline. 3 weeks into joining the race, Kamala Harris has no policies. She doesn't have a policy listed on her website. She was finally asked a question by a reporter. Listen to this.
When can we expect you to roll out your policy platform? Next week, and it'll be focused on the economy and what we need to do to bring down costs and also strengthen the economy overall.
The Democrat nominee for President of the United States of America hasn't stated a single policy. Not a single policy. Just think about that. Not one. And look, is it enough? Well, I don't know. It might be.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man and I'm gay and I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to lose.
I realized that was a lot. I'm a trans man. I'm gay and I've had an abortion before. I mean, dang, man, dang.
That I'm afraid of not being able to be myself anymore because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't.
Is it enough? Can they invent truth now from nothing and have it be something to a high enough percentage of Americans? You want to hear the latest doozy? It's amazing. You know, Trump's been out there. One of his things he's been saying a lot on the campaign is
eliminating the taxes on tips. Hey, we're going to eliminate the taxes on tips. Obviously, this is to the service industry, waitresses, things like that, having their tips taxed. Trump is running on a tax cut. Hey, we're going to stop this. This is not something Trump has said once either. He's said it multiple times. It's become part of his campaign. Dome said this at a speech this weekend.
And eliminate taxes on tips for service and hospitality workers.
Wait, hold on. Wait, what? It's Trump's. The one policy she's come out with is Trump's policy? It was bad enough. It was obvious enough. Corinne Diversity Hire got asked about it.
Yep. Trump was the first to endorse eliminating taxes on tips. He's accusing Vice President Harris of stealing his idea. So did she get this idea from Trump?
Look, I'm not going to respond to a presidential candidate. I think their campaign could speak to that directly.
She's nothing. The entire campaign is nothing. But that is not just the modern Democrat. Obviously, you know, I know, the Democrat campaign, the Democrat base, I should say. You know these people are insane. This thing, whatever this thing is, I still don't know. I've listened to it five times today. Whatever this thing is going to vote Democrat no matter what.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man and I'm gay and I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to.
Yeah, that freak's always going to vote Democrat. Credit, I should note, to Tyler Hansen at Tenet Media. He's the one who did that interview. It was really, really good. The work he did was really good. But that person obviously will, that person will believe whatever the Democrat Party, the American media tells them. You know what? Let me let it play. I'll let him go a little further. There's obviously a percentage of the Democrat base that will believe whatever. Listen to the explanation for why.
Why are y'all voting for Kamala Harris?
I don't want to lose my rights. Like, I'm a trans man and I'm gay and I have been pregnant and I've had an abortion before and I don't want to lose that. I'm afraid of not being able to be myself anymore because from what I've heard, Trump's America doesn't want me to look like this. So that's why I'm here today and that's why.
Okay. But we're asking percentages. Set that freak aside for a moment. How many Americans, what is the percentage outside of the Democrat base that will believe something that has now been invented from nothing? Like we've said many times, I don't know the answer to that. But listen, Democrats very clearly think the percentage is very, very high, and it makes me nervous. Did you hear what Joe Biden said in his sit-down interview about
think
Trump?
Of this. Every other time the Ku Klux Klan has been involved, they wore hoods so they're not identified. Under his presidency, they came out of those woods with no hoods, knowing they had an ally. That's how I read it. They knew they had an ally in the White House. And he stepped up for them.
Donald Trump stepped up for the KKK? There's nothing even close to being accurate about that. Look, they're still telling the Charlottesville lie. Remember what Trump said about Charlottesville's on camera. We've played it for you a million times on this show.
When I spoke to the mom who lost her daughter as a consequence of those neo-Nazis and white supremacists coming out of fields in America with torches, carrying Nazi banners, singing the same sick anti-Semitic bile that sung in Germany in the 30s, and when her daughter was killed, they pressed one to the then President Trump and said, what do you think? He said, they're very fine people on both sides.
That's a lie. That's invented from nothing. Is it enough? I don't know. Democrats think it is. Now, speaking of a world of make-believe, there's a heartbreaking tranny documentary out there. Lady who put it together joins us next.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment, on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Did Kelsey pick Journey? She didn't pick Journey? You picked it? Oh, that's so weak, Chris. Joining me now, Kelsey Bowler. She is the director of storytelling at the Independent Women's Forum. Kelsey, before we get into this documentary, which is actually pretty gut-wrenching, to be honest with you, how does one get the title of director of storytelling? That's epic.
Well, Jesse, it's good to be with you again. I really earned this title after telling really just a bunch of powerful real life stories for Independent Women's Forum. I've been doing this for really a decade now, and these stories are resonating. They are changing hearts and minds, and IWF realized that we need to kind of capitalize this, double down, and really tell more stories. So we actually will have some very exciting news that I'd love to share with your audience in just a couple weeks about our next plans there.
Oh, yeah. You know you're welcome on my show. I love what you guys do over there. Now, let's dig into this documentary. Just honestly, the preview just made me so freaking sad, but it's your story to tell. Well, it's her story to tell, but anyway, take it away. What do you have?
So, Jesse, this is what we're talking about today is a documentary as part of the Identity Crisis series that I have been producing for IWF. All these episodes are free and available on YouTube or on our website, IWF.org. I started this series, believe it or not, over 2 years ago, two babies ago, I like to say. Yeah. A lot has changed. And when I started the series featuring detransitioners and parents whose children fell prey to gender ideology, we were at a point in our national conversation where LGBT advocates were still denying that detransitioners even existed. So a lot has changed in just those 2 years. So that does give me hope. But the fact that I still am producing videos telling these stories, like the one we're going to talk about today, is pretty devastating, because while we have made progress every day, more children and vulnerable teenagers continue to get caught up in the cult of gender ideology and get manipulated into making decisions, medical decisions, that will affect them for the rest of their lives. And every time I finish one of these productions, I say, I think I've told enough. And then you just hear another story, like Christina Heinemann's, who's now 20 years old, detransition. It just really is gut-wrenching, and it's hard to believe this is still happening in the United States when, of course, all the countries in Europe are moving in the exact opposite direction. So Christina's story has a lot of similarities to other detransitioner stories that you've heard of in the past. She knew by the age of 12 that she was attracted to other girls, and she did experience some confusion over that, but she never experienced any discomfort with her female sex. And she was homeschooled until about high school. And then high school, she went to her public high school, and she made friends with a social group, all of whom embraced gender identities, round quotes, different from their biological sex. And it was after this when her life really took a dramatic turn. Within just a few short years, she first began identifying as non-binary, later as a trans man. And then she walked into Planned Parenthood, had a 30-minute appointment, and walked out with a prescription for testosterone to alter her physical appearance. That is all it took. And it's notable, she didn't even see a doctor, Jesse. She saw a nurse practitioner, 30 minutes. She signed, you know, this very short consent form. The nurse practitioner told her confusing and conflicting advice about how, well, she could still get pregnant while taking testosterone, but she also might never be able to get pregnant. And, you know, what 17, 18 year old wants to get pregnant at that time? This is what we're hearing from all these detransitioners. They didn't think they wanted their own biological children at the time they're making these irreversible medical decisions. And so that did happen right as she turned 18. She went into Planned Parenthood, got her prescription. They took blood from her, Jesse, but they didn't even wait for the test results to give her the prescription. That's how detailed these nurse practitioners operate over at Planned Parenthood. And then she just a year later, she underwent irreversible surgery to remove her breasts. And what's unique about her story is, well, first off, I want to note that a lot of people assume that when these young, vulnerable teenagers go and get these surgeries, they're going to some of these massive gender clinics, which do exist. But a lot of these teenagers are actually just walking into regular plastic surgery facilities, which is exactly what happened in Christina's case. And so they're not being vetted by any doctors and surgeons who have any background or expertise in this medical field. They're walking into regular plastic surgery facilities with doctors who probably just want to make a quick buck. So Christina went through with her double mastectomy. And while a lot of detransitioners report it taking years for them to experience any feelings of regret, Christina realized it was all a mistake just weeks after undergoing her double mastectomy. And this is when her story gets really heartbreaking, because she didn't know what to do. She says she describes having a complete mental breakdown, and she really does not use that phrase lightly. She, you know, the emotions of all this are still pretty raw, to the point Christina is not actually participating in media interviews at this time. She wants her story to be heard, really, because she doesn't want what happened to her to happen to anybody else. But she is still in a very difficult mental state, which is why, you know, at least for the time being, you're probably not going to hear her or see her out in the media. She did entrust myself at Independent Women's Forum to tell her story, because she had seen the way we had documented these other detransitioner stories and appreciated the approach we took. But, you know, what she's doing, she's incredibly brave, because in addition to telling her story, she filed a groundbreaking lawsuit against Planned Parenthood and against her surgeon and other providers who were involved in this case. And it is long past time that organizations like Planned Parenthood be held accountable for the medical malpractice that is happening every single day when young, vulnerable, often autistic teenagers walk into their doors and walk out 30 minutes later with a life-changing prescription of testosterone.
Oh, she is Kelsey Bowler. I want to make sure I remind you, IWF.org. This wonderful stuff that they do is free. And if I may, I want to encourage parents in particular, go watch these. I know it's hard to watch it, but if you've got kids you love, you need to know what signs are there. What did other people go through to keep your child safe? Kelsey, I appreciate you so much. Thank you for doing it. We're up against the break. I got to let you go. But IWF.org, go look at this stuff. And I'll just put it to you this way. Don't spend too much time on it. I want you to go look. I really do. And they're not partnered with the show or anything like that. I'm just a fan. I like the work they do. I don't want you to spend too much time there because it's so freaking sad what is happening to young kids. Young kids, and like Kelsey pointed out at the end there, it's amazing how many of these kids turn out to be, I know you have to be careful with this word nowadays, but special needs in some way. It's a kid that needs just a little extra help here or maybe a lot of extra help there. And they just grab these kids and they prey on them like freaking hyenas. Oh, these people. Anyway, just I wanted you to know. Anyway, let's go back. Speaking of which, let's go back, talk a little bit more about the world of make-believe. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up like 15 minutes from now. More Tim Walz talk. There's so much to go here on the Jesse Kelly Show. Before we get to any of that, let me talk to you really quickly about hard assets. Things you can touch and feel. That's where you put your money now. Land, gold, real estate. The people who make a bunch of money, they purchase real estate and they hang on to it. People who make just a little money, they grab some land somewhere and they hang on to it. Real estate. Get a house to rent. Now, I know you're not made of money. You don't have to be. Done for you real estate is for normal people to begin this process. And you will start small. You're going to start with a house. They'll handle the closing. They'll find you the house. They'll handle the rental process. You don't have to worry about that. I'm not asking you to be a landlord. Eventually, that one house can turn into 2, 5, 10 one day. One day you're retiring because you went to doneforyoujesse.com and passing something tangible down to your kids. Doneforyoujesse.com. Go find out what they can do. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Of course, Medal of Honor Monday comes up about 10 minutes from now. But look, I mean, let's play something else for you. The world of make-believe. Remember, I'm not going to play you the audio again because the audio is kind of crappy, but this is something you could go look up right now on your phone or your computer. You could watch the video of Joe Biden sitting right beside Kamala Harris, handing responsibility of the border to Kamala Harris. The camera pans over to Dome. And Dome thanks him for it. I'm paraphrasing. Thanks him for it. Yes, it's a big responsibility. These are not things that were done in the dark. These were not things that I'm reporting to you from some special sources that I have. These things are done on camera. Anyone with an iPhone can go look at it. Now, I want you to listen to John Carl. He's the despicable apparatchik who works for ABC. He's been a disgusting communist for a long time. Listen to John Carl as he sits down with J.D. Vance.
Well, John, we have to start with the fact that we have a wide open southern border because our border czar actually set a lot of open border policies. They suspended.
You know, she's not actually, she wasn't the border czar.
Oh, that was what the media called.
You hear what he did? John Carl jumps in immediately. Wow, hold on. I mean, she wasn't really the border czar. Look, I'm going to let it play because it's a montage. We'll get to the point at the end where John Carl from 2023 is on camera saying she's in charge of the border.
Well, John, we have to start with the fact that we have a wide open southern border because our border czar actually set a lot of open border policies. They suspended.
You know, she's not actually, she wasn't the border czar.
Oh, that was what the media called her.
Flashback.
The president put Vice President Kamala Harrison in playing a critical role in terms of trying to stop the flow of migrants across the border.
John Carl in 2023 said she's in charge of, what do you call them, migrants, of course. I always have to use that dirty commie word. 2024, John Carl has joined the Harris campaign to see if he can make people believe something with no truth at all. You see this with the average lib in your life. You already know this when it comes to your liberal Aunt Peggy. Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes Donald Trump colluded with Russia. That's what she believes. Even libs in the media have had to admit now that's false. But your liberal Aunt Peggy believes that. Your liberal Aunt Peggy believes Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. Even though that, of course, has been debunked widely by now. So let's set liberal Aunt Peggy aside. What we're really talking about is percentages. you. We'll put you on the hardcore right, whatever you consider yourself, libertarian, nationalist, I don't care, anti-communist. You're on the hardcore right. You're always going to be hardcore informed. You're always going to make informed decisions. So frankly, I'm eliminating you. I'm eliminating you from consideration, for lack of a better way to put it. We know on the hardcore left, the liberal Aunt Peggy's of the world, they believe Hunter Biden's laptop was Russian disinformation. They believe if they just get their 25th booster shot, they won't get COVID for the 17th time.
I got infected about 2 weeks ago. It was my third infection, and I had been vaccinated and boosted a total of 6 times.
So let's eliminate them. We're taking you out. We're taking the dirty commies out. What is the percentage in the middle that can be convinced, just like your liberal Aunt Peggy is, of something that isn't real? And what percentage of the middle is more leaning your way, starting to get suspicious, starting to figure out they're being lied to at all times, as awake as you? Of course not. You're different. But are they slowly drifting your way? Are they slowly drifting their way? And really what this comes down to is a matter of percentages. Are more people drifting our ways or theirs? They have been very, very intentional about dumbing down the populace. I played it earlier. I'll play it again. This is the president. Her name's Stacey Davis Gates. They always have the hyphenated last name. President of the Chicago Teachers Union.
When people talk about achievement as a classroom teacher, I know that it is not linear. And the way in which, you know, we think about learning and think about achievement is really and truly based on testing, which at best is junk science rooted in white supremacy.
Yeah. Speaking of teachers, this was a teacher at one of Dome's rallies. Like I said, what they did to the American population through the government education system was very, very intentional.
Beautiful adult children, and they are all teachers like me.
What a shock.
Growing up, I always knew I wanted to be a teacher because I saw education for what it really was, the greatest instrument of social justice in this country.
Hey, Chris, my history is a little fuzzy sometimes, so could you maybe help me out? Who is that guy? I think he has a radio show that's pretty big and a television show that's pretty big. Who's that guy who's been saying that a lot of teachers go into the profession intentionally to be predators on your kid? They're going into it to spread their sick communist religion to your children, and that's the reason they're being teachers. Who is that guy who's been saying that, Chris? It's not Tucker, Chris. It's me. Okay, Tucker's probably said that too, but I'm the one. You know what? You're supposed to be on my side. No, anyway. Like I said, you should be walking into your child's classroom, and the second you see a gay flag, a Black Lives Matter flag, the second the teacher comes out with a crew cut and jeans on, you should yank your child out of that government school as fast as humanly possible, because that's not a teacher. That's a child predator who has chosen that profession because it gives her the access to your kid. Why does she want access to your kid? So she can shatter your child mentally, emotionally, and spiritually, and eventually get your child to one day believe that Kamala Harris is the one who came up with eliminating taxes on tips. That's why. See that, Chris? See how I tied a bow on that whole thing? What, Chris? You're impressed. You might be lying. You're faking it, but you're impressed. You know what's impressive? This Medal of Honor citation we're about to read for Medal of Honor Monday. Speaking of heroes, let's talk a little bit about taking care of those heroes. We talk, we say we care about Gold Star families, fallen first responder families, and I know you do, but what are we doing to help them? You know, telling a guy who had his legs blown off in Afghanistan you care is one thing. How do you show him, though? Well, Tunnel to Towers is out there showing them we care all the time. You know what a smart home is? When you have these catastrophic injuries from combat, life gets harder. Everything, you're putting on your shoes, using the bathroom, these things, cooking gets harder. You know, Tunnel to Towers is building custom smart homes for these vets who are catastrophically injured, giving them and their families a quality of life they couldn't have without it. I just wanted you to know that's where your $11 a month is going. Things like that. Talk about showing people you care. And that's all they ask for. 11 bucks a month. Go to T2T.org. T2T.org. All right. Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.